the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. I lost a lot of units last night because give Isaiah Pacheco the damn ball! Thursday Night Football royally sucked. Yet again, in a low-scoring, sloughing kind of affair between the Broncos and Chiefs. But wait, there are more opportunities for us to regain units lost. And let's head to the junior circuit right now and make some college cash. Lundy, whether it's the action on Friday night, maybe you had a Hail Mary winner on the Houston Cougars last night in an insane in the membrane game against West Virginia, which I should have watched instead of the stupid Chiefs and Broncos. Or, you know, we got something on the main slate on Saturday. Pick your poison, my friend, and make it rain at the local co-ed bar. What do you like?
Oh, I didn't care, Brad. I had West Virginia plus 3.5.
Oh, wow.
Woo-hoo. Wow. Oh, I was enjoying that one. I didn't really care. Plus our cross sport parlay last night. And I can't remember if I did it on the pod or if it was just on the spreadsheet where we did all three that hit. So,
all right.
You know, we did all right. I've got some plays for Saturday's action in college football. I'll save those for bonus time, but let me give you some plus odds here for some college cash for tonight, just north of me up in Boulder. That is where the crazy, slightly psychotic, tripping on acid dancing tree will be to take on Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. This is a simple SGP that I put together that gets you to plus 114 over at DraftKings. Bring the spread down. Give me CU minus 7. In this one against Stanford. And then I'm taking the total up to 65 and playing the under.
Yes.
Both of these teams, I think we're going to see some drives stall. Both of these teams, if you look at what has happened so far over the college football season, each one of them has been guilty of having these drives that go, and then just come to a just kind of fade like a dying record. Some of you are old enough to know what a record is. With that in mind, I like the total on the under, but I want to get myself a buffer. And that said, I think CU wins this one by at least a touchdown. At DraftKings, I can't bring it all the way down to the minus 6.5. That's where I would like to have it. They will only let me drop it to 7, which is why I've got it there at the 7. So I run the risk of a push here. But again, CU minus 7, the under on 65 on the total between CU and Stanford, plus 114 at DK.
All right, I'm going to go with a bet in the Big Ten. My line are miserable. I think Maryland's got a clobber. I'm going to lay the chalk, and I know it's a hefty line of 13.5, and it's come down a half a tick. This line in many books was at minus 14 just days ago, so I think this is a gift from the gambling gods at minus 13.5. Illinois is just miserable. Whether you're looking at the eye test or the advanced analytics, they are god-awful in terms of EPA total offense, number 73 in the country. Oh, and it gets worse in EPA total defense, number 77, and overall in the EPA margin, number 81, according to College Football Graphs. So they're one of the worst Power 5 conference teams in the country so far. Meanwhile, I look at Maryland, a very good offensive team. Tagovailoa is really doing some work through the air. That's why they are number 16 in EPA total offense. Defensively, mediocre, number 50 in that category. But here is the key of the game. Illinois' offensive line is a turnstile. They're a bunch of Casper the Friendly ghosts up front, and guys are just going through them without any difficulty whatsoever. On top of that, Illinois is 0-7 ATS in its last 7 games. Maryland, meanwhile, 4-1 in its last 5 Big Ten conference matchups. So you pull it all together. Road matchup for my ILL, College Park. They're going to smash. I mean, we were lousy and miserable against freaking Nebraska at home last Friday and lost 20-7. I don't see how Illinois gets any kind of mojo back. I'm already thinking forward to college basketball season. That's where my mind is. So give me the Terps and that Turtle Power minus 13.5 against my Illini, -110, available at FanDuel Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, Lundy, let's get after it on this Freaky Friday with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Revenge game! Double revenge game! Jimmy Garoppolo and his teammate Jacoby Myers going against their former employer and the New England Patriots. And Bill Belichick may have to hit Mickey D's after the game again and get that McRib like he did last week, because it's not going to get much better right now for this franchise. They are certainly the dregs of the keg offensively, a little bit more respectable defensively, but I think Jacoby Myers is going to hit the over on 55.5 receiving yards against New England there, -115 juice available at DraftKings. You look at Myers, he has gone over this, Lundy, in three of his four games that he has seen action, and he's earning 24.5% of the team target share. That shakes out to 8.7 looks per game from ain't nothing but a G thing and Jimmy Garoppolo. Meanwhile, New England has allowed the 12th most receptions, though the 19th most yards to the wide receiver position. Middle of the pack in EPA pass defense at number 16 in the league. And Myers will get a lot of J.C. Jackson, who was recently acquired via trade. Jackson has allowed just a 47.1 catch rate and a 69, not so nice, a passer rating to his assignments, but has also yielded 16.6 yards per reception. So motivated to do work against his former franchise, I say Jacoby will be a juggernaut. Give me the over on Myers, 55.5 receiving yards in Sin City, -115 at DraftKings. Lundy, fear to follow.
Do you have a lot of pent-up anger, Brad, towards certain people?
Always. Yeah, I mean, pretty much the entire Illinois football coaching staff right now.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out, you're always really high on revenge games. And I'm just trying to figure out if there's some revenge that you feel you have not been able to exercise.
Lundy, this is the rare double revenge game narrative. That's not single revenge. It's times two.
You just get into this revenge stuff. Here's what I'm going to preface. I'm going to follow you on this one, but here's what I'm actually going to preface. I'm scared shitless for the games on Sunday, Brad, because there are a lot of player prop overs that I like. And I'm really worried that that's going to come back to bite me. There's a lot of overs, not game overs. I'm talking player prop overs. There's a lot of player props where I'm like, oh man, why is that line so low? And then I'll scroll through, right? I'm looking for other, and all of a sudden I go, that one seems really low too. So I'm a little concerned that the odds makers and their algorithms are about to right where the sun don't shine to me on Sunday. So fingers crossed that doesn't happen, but this is an over that I like. Revenge game or otherwise, Bill Belichick's going to be a greeter at Walmart pretty soon.
with a McRib sandwich in the other hand.
We're on to shopping carts.
We're 100%. We're on to produce, no doubt about it. Just come with me on Jacoby Myers and the over. Embrace the double revenge. Garoppolo, Myers, it's got to run hot.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro on the feed. Five countdown today. Justin Jefferson is out, and pour one out for a guy that you probably spent a number one overall pick on in your fantasy football draft. But his absence means an opportunity for someone, and that someone, I believe, is KJ Osborne. Give me the over. 39.5 receiving yards against my Chicago Bears. -120 of the juice there at BetMGM. This line has waffled a little bit. From 39.5, I've seen as high as 41.5. I'll be honest, I probably played this sucker up to like 54.5. According to The Athletic, KJ Osborne's going to slide into that vacated X spot that Justin Jefferson usually mans. That is enticed 10.5 targets per game. Now, it's because of Jefferson's prowess as a player, and he's unstoppable when he is operating at full speed. And KJ Osborne is a significant step down, but still, he is going to get some of those targets. And the target share is going to spike, in my opinion, overall for him. Why? Because the Bears are number 31 at EPA pass defense this season. They've given up 8.29 pass yards per attempt. They have allowed the 11th most wide receiver yards. 10 wideouts have reached at least 40 yards against them. And you look at Osborne, probably going to get a lot of Tyreek Stevenson, which is spectacular. Stevenson in this Bears secondary has allowed a 74.1 catch rate and 139.6 passer rating to his assignments. I know the Bears all feeling warm and fuzzy coming off that first and convincing win of the season against the Commanders on the road, but they're going to fall back to what we've already shown this season, and that is an overly forgiving defense. So to tally it all up, give me the over, KJ Osborne, 39.5 receiving yards in Chicago, minus 120 at BetMGM. Landy, pay to follow.
JJ out, Chicago defense. What do you want? I'll tell you what. That's the end of my analysis, just so we can leave time for bonus time.
All right. That's a wrap. Take the over on KT Osborne.
Number three.
All right, numero tres here on the fade. That was the quickest analysis that I've ever heard from you.
I've been known to be a little quick.
Well, the true story, same applies to your boy here as a result. With that awful imagery in your head, let's move on to James Cook, the Chef Boyardee of running backs. He was certainly spaghetti news last week with a negative return to rush yards, but he is going to snap back with a vengeance. Give me the over on Cook rush yards, 56.5 against the New York Miniatures, minus 115, available at BetMGM. The Giants, number 30 in the National Football League at EPA rush defense. They're giving up 5.30 yards per carry and 135.8 rush yards per game just to the running back position. Cook, yeah, he's earning some touches of Latavius Murray and Damian Harris, but, not a whole lot. He's still seeing 60.9% of the team opportunity share. He's RB20, respectable ranking there, and yak per attempt at 3.10, force a missed tackle almost 15% of the time, and has been over this a couple of times this season. So given the matchup, given the likely positive game script, given the fact that Cook has been a break tackle beast when given opportunities on what I say is probably around 12 to 14 rush attempts in this game at home, I think he steamrolls the Giants. Give me the over, 56.5 rush yards, minus 115 to BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Oh, all about James Cook. In fact, if there's an alt line on the rush total, I might play the straight line, and then I also might bump it up into plus odds and play the over in that one. Pollard, 70. James Conner, 106. CMC, 85. Kenneth Walker, 79. Achan, 151. Backed, by the way, with Mostert at 65. Hammer. I love this bet. I think James Cook is going to crush this number against the Giants, who are not living up to the name of their mascot.
Da 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 da. Lundy says sledgehammer. I'm buying it too. James Cook over on rush yards.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. I'm guessing you had no idea we were going to talk this name, but we go deep. So deep, yeah, we'll put your butt to sleep if necessary over the roughly 30-second span of going deep, and that is on Noah Fant. I am taking the over on 21.5. That is it. An achievable threshold for him on the over on receiving yards, minus 115, available at DraftKings. Seattle traveling to the Queen City and taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. And you look at Cincinnati, they have allowed the 12th most yards to pass-catching tight ends this season, specifically 53.8 yards per game. And you look at Fant. He's ran a route 45.7% of the time. He is number 9 in average depth of target among all qualified tight ends. Number 1, numero uno in yards per reception among tight ends at 16.0. Numero uno in yards per route run. And he has smashed the over on 21.5 receiving yards. And uno, dos, tres, mi amigos, three straight games. So kind of an under the radar, underrated play, whether you're in DFS or in fantasy in a deeper league, but certainly in the player props market, give me the over on Fant, the Pride of Iowa, because that's tied in you. 21 and a half receiving yards, minus 115 at DraftKings. My number two play this week, Lundy. Fade or follow?
Another solid play, because if you look at Fant in those, so he's gone over all three games this season. You already said that. Yep. But if you look at those two games, in two of those three games, he actually went over this number on a catch. He had a he had a 31 yarder and he had a 51 yarder. So we're talking about the sort of thing that he can manage to do just with a single catch. And so it's part of the reason that I like this is because when he has gotten open, he's doing it in a way where he's just knocking out yards right away. So he can get two catches. He can get three maybe, and he's going to destroy this number just because of what he's doing. You already brought up an average depth of target, which he is really solid at. He's getting downfield. Noah Fant can't block the sun from his eyes, so you're not going to find any help. Hat tip to Shannon Sharp for that one. You're not going to find any help for him in the running game, but when he's out there, he's going to find a way to get open. He's absolutely the definition of a pass-catching tight end, not a blocking tight end. So when he's out there on the field, look for Seattle to look his way and look for him to maybe knock out this number on one catch.
Lundy, bonus time! Noah Fant, a longest reception, is 13 and a half yards, and the over at Caesars is just minus 111. We're in! Double up on Noah Fant!
Number one.
All right, numero uno, fill up thy cup with your favorite tequila or elixir and sip on it, because Cooper Kupp is going to post a lot of crooked numbers on the stat sheet this week. That's why I like him on this SGP. Hopefully, Lundy's going to come with me. I say Kupp catches at least eight passes, and Kupp goes for 70 or more yards. You slap those two together at DraftKings on SGP to plus 112. Yeah, get seduced by that juice. Really good value play here. Cooper Kupp back to what he always does. Last week, didn't skip a beat in his first game, was not hindered, handicapped at all. Had 12 targets, 8 catches, a buck 18 in that effort. Averaged 9.8 yards per target, 14.8 yards per reception. Now you get the Arizona Cardinals, who are starting to show their true colors. The Desert Birds, rather grounded. And I think wide receivers typically take flight against them. Evidenced by the fact they've allowed the fourth most receptions at WRs this season. And more specifically, out of the slot, Cooper Kupp is going to see a lot of Jalen Thompson. This is what Thompson has given up this season. Just a 76.5 catch percentage. Matthew Stafford, whether it's going to Kupp, occasion of Puka Nacua, maybe Tutu Atwell, Tyler Higbee, he's going to spread the love around, but he will zero in on his top target and connect with him, I feel, at least 8 times for at least 70 yards. Again, plus 112 at DraftKings. My number one play here in week 6 of the NFL season. Lundy, fade or follow?
For the sake of my fantasy league that you and I are in together, could he get like 10 catches and like 160 yards? That would help me, because the rest of my roster sucks, Brad. However, Kupp was my keeper. I had to sit around twiddling my thumbs for those first couple of weeks. So I really need him to make up for it now. I really need that to happen, because last week I got my ass kicked because I was up against DJ Moore. And so I need to put the hurt on somebody this week. I need to make that happen. I need Drotar to feel the pain this week, Brad. That's what I need. That's who I'm up against, our good friend Sean Drotar here in Denver. So I need to make Drotar feel the pain this week. Can Kupp help me out with that, please?
Yes, I think he's going to levy uppercut after uppercut on the competition this week. So take Cooper Kupp on that SGP and maybe tip the cup on a few additional bonus time plays. Lundy, you said you've got a laundry list of additional NFL player props, probably some college football plays, maybe working in the NHL. We got a confluence of various sports seasons going on right now. Major League Baseball also going, away to go, Philadelphia, slaying Goliath and taking out the Atlanta Braves. So I'm serving it up to you right now. Please get me drunk on your various offerings. What do you got?
Yeah, that was kind of fun to watch Philly do what they did, especially to see those fans get a chance to enjoy it at home. Are we headed back to a Philly-Houston World Ooh. Series? Ooh, that'd be fun.
Give me the Phillies just to win the whole enchilada, please.
I just want to watch Mattress Mac lose more money. If I'm being totally honest with you, if we're talking betting. All right, let me stick with the NFL, then we will switch back a little bit later. I have seen this number bounce around a little bit. You were talking about Noah Fant, same game, different name. I'm a big fan of Tyler Lockett in that matchup against Cincinnati. Seen his number right around 51, 52 yards. Give me the over on that for Tyler Lockett. Fan of that one. To the tight end position we go, because who doesn't like a tight end? Give me Dallas Goedert to go over on his yards. Again, sitting at 36.5, going on the road against the Jets. I think they will find a way to get Goedert involved. Give me that one and take the over on Goedert. And then in the matchup against Arizona, is this the time that we finally maybe see Matt Stafford do something? Give me the over on his passing yards pop, which I believe is sitting right around 280, if I'm not mistaken. I can't read my own damn handwriting that's on the piece of paper in front of me. But anyway, I like the over for Matt Stafford in this game. I think he's going to be pushing three bills by the end of the game. So wherever his yardage prop is, as long as it's sitting, let's say, below 285, I'm comfortable playing the over in that one. I will have a ton more in the NFL up on the spreadsheet for you as we go throughout the weekend. Working in reverse, let me go to some Saturday college football that I like. Give me Colorado State plus the 7.5 against Boise State at home. Folks, this Rams team is pretty good. I mean, the game of the weekend here in the state of Colorado is actually Wyoming and Air Force.
Oh, yeah.
Evening at the Academy, just north of Colorado Springs. That's going to be a fantastic matchup. That's the top two teams in the Mountain West. Wyoming has been surprising some people. This Cowboys team is good. They're 11-point dogs, Brad. I'm thinking this is going to be a tighter game than that, so I kind of like the Pokes. But take Colorado State at home plus the 7.5 against Boise State. UCLA and Oregon State playing in Corvallis. Give me the over in that one at 54. As much as Oregon State can control the trenches and wants to be able to run the ball, I think they're going to have to find a way to open some things up a bit. And if that happens, we're going to push the over in that total. I like the Domers to beat the Trojans. Give me Notre Dame minus 2.5 in that one. Standard juice. And then speaking of an over, I think defense might be optional in Seattle between Oregon and Washington on Saturday. Okay. I know the total is at 66.5. I'm still playing the over in that one because I think we're going to see some major lapses on defense between those two teams. And I think we're going to see some long touchdowns scored. And with that in mind, I think they're going to blow past that 66.5 number. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't get us a play on the ice for tomorrow. There's only two games in hockey tonight, so I'll figure those out. I may do something with them. I may not, but I will tell you, there's just a simple three leg money line that I like for tomorrow. These lines are already posted if you want to jump on them. Remember, one of the best teams last year in the NHL, not only in terms of the President's Cup, but absolutely dominant at home, were the Boston Bruins. So give me Boston on the money line at home against Nashville. Then give me the Avs against the San Jose Sharks. I said it yesterday. Look, San Jose is likely going to wind up with the number one overall pick in the NHL draft next summer. So I expect the Avs to go in and take care of business, just like Vegas did to San Jose last night. So give me the Avs on the money line. And then the third leg, the aforementioned Vegas Golden Knights. They are back at home at T-Mobile. They will be taking on the Anaheim Ducks. Anaheim's got a lot of young talent, but it's just not there yet. So again, three-legger, Boston, Colorado, Vegas in NHL tomorrow on the docket for Saturday, plus 174.
Oh,
DraftKings to be able to play those three heavy money line favorites. Love that one. I will probably break out the small mallet and hammer that parlay. As always, yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, some seriously juicy selections there on the ice from Nathaniel Lundy. Let's keep on rolling and squeezing every last drop of that juice. The Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. It's in week six of the NFL action. And on this four-legger in the Carolina matchup against the Miami Dolphins, give me Raheem Mostert to score an anytime touchdown. A guy has been a touchdown machine. He scored in three of his last four games. Number 11 in red zone touches. Remember, Devin Achane or Achan is not going to be in action. He is on IR. Give me Raheem Mostert, 59 or more rush yards. Carolina is dead last in EPA rush defense. They're going up 129.0 rush yards per game and over 5.2 yards per carry, just the running back position. Mostert's going to run wild. And then give me Adam Thielen for six or more receptions. And Adam Thielen, 59 or more receiving yards. I think a deficit is a foregone conclusion for the Carolina Panthers in this game. And Thielen has been dealing, turning back the clock. Last three games, he's gone over both of these needed thresholds. He's number 10 in total yak. And he gets Kadir Kohu out of the slot in coverage. He's allowed an 85.2 catch rate and 129.9 pass rating. So to recap, Mostert touchdown, Mostert 59 or more rush yards, Thielen six or more catches, Thielen 59 or more receiving yards, plus 288. I'll work those shoulders to get seduced by that juice built at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere in the National Football League, give me Josh Reynolds over 18 and a half yards for his longest catch. People, he's already done this 10 times this year. 10 times. And I know Amon-Ra St. Brown is expected back for the Lions or on the road against Tampa. Tampa number 8 in EPA pass defense. But whether he gets Jamil Dean or if he gets Carlton Davis in coverage, I think it's a plus. Dean has given up a 16.3 yards per catch rate this season. Davis 15.0. You look at Reynolds, he's already got seven deep ball targets. And when targeted by Jared Goff, Goff has a 147.7 passer rating. So very much on the same page. And again, 10 times he has caught a ball for at least 19 yards. So I love the over on that. -115 juice available at BetMGM. Same game, different name. Oh, mandatory Montgomery. You knew I had to work in a prop on him. So on this SGP, give me a mandatory Montgomery to score an anytime touchdown, because that's what he does. And then give me the Lions on the alt spread of +3.5. You slap those two together, it's +105 at BetMGM. Detroit on that alt spread, they've covered in four or five games. And you look at Montgomery, he has scored in every single game this season. And even though he missed a game earlier this year, he's still number 3 among all running backs in total red zone touches with 24. Elsewhere, Travis Etienne, give me the over. 19.5 receiving yards against the Colts. That's at -115 at BetMGM. Indy's given up 4.8 receptions per game, 36.6 receiving yards per game, and six guys have gone over this at the running back position against them. Etienne is averaging 20.8 routes run per contest. Got a very high catch rate, 85.7%, and he has hit the over on this in three of his first five games. So give me the over again, 19.5 receiving yards. Let's go with the college gridiron, shall we? I'm kind of with you on this Oregon-Washington game. On my SGP, I took the total down to 62.5. I'm going to take it over, and then I'm going to take Oregon up on the spread and crush it there at +7.5. So the Ducks +7.5 and the over on the alt total is 62.5 +102 available at DraftKings. I think this game will be high scoring, and I think the Ducks are going to keep it close. Elsewhere, I'm with Lundy on Notre Dame. And in fact, here's what I did with it. There is a 50% profit boost available at DraftKings. I applied it to this game on what? The Fighting Irish money line. So I take the spread completely out of the equation. Just Notre Dame to win. You apply that boost, it's +105. Notre Dame, more balanced team. SC is a leaky defensive squad, evidenced by their number 58 ranking in EPA defense. Notre Dame is top 10 in both of those categories. Sam Hartman, who looks like, Dan Fouts with that beard and long flowing hair, I think is going to go out there and really twirl the pigskin, and Notre Dame gets the win. And then I will talk the Oregon State Beavers, Lundy, and I am backing the Oregon State Beavers on an SGP. But I'm going to take the total up, and I'm going to disagree with you. I took it up to 64.5, and I'm going to take the under on that. So, honestly, you know, we both could be right. You took the over on the standard line. I'm taking the under on that old threshold. You put those two together, it's plus 110. UCLA is number one in the country in EPA total defense. They've been outstanding, and they're just number 109 in EPA total offense. So I think points are going to be a stretch for them, and I think it's going to be ground control to Major Tom. A whole lot of Oregon State and that 1-2 running back punch controlling the game from start to finish with DJ doing some damage occasionally through the air. So to recap on that, a plus 110, Oregon State money line, and the under 64.5 on that alt total. All right, I am out of breath. I am out of time. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. It helps us out a lot. Give us some thumbs up on the YouTube channel as well. Fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter at Nate Lundy. Always free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy there. I do the same damn thing at Noisy Huevos for the incomparable Nathaniel Lundy. Go Beavs! As always, fade or follow. That is up to you. And definitely fade my stupid Illini.